I got my license in August, and it was KF8EXS, and I said, I got to get rid of this. And that's when Dave, KF8S, suggested, you know, for vanity, just make it, you know, a portion of my GMRS call sign, which I did. So I went from WRCY565 to W8RCY. And it was available, but it was still, I guess what it was is that the person who owned it passed away, but his license was still active and they didn't take it out of the system. It got taken out of the system. I got it. I'm in business. Well, about a month and a half, 2 months ago, I finally registered with QRZ, the directory thing, and it was with an email to somebody with the first name of Rachel. And last name starts with a Y, so it was probably this person's initial. I don't know, but the person's name was that. And it's like, well, how can my call sign not be legit if I've had it since September? And something's not right here. And they, QRZ did the investigating and got it all straightened out. But, I mean, that was 6 months after, or not, what, maybe 5 months after I got the call sign in September, that now they're saying it's not mine. So there's something going on. I mean, I don't know about the call sign you wanted or anything. That's none of my business. But, you know, it's like Sean says, if you're in a lottery for it and it's pretty much a lock and then it's not yours, something's just not right and it's not fair. And I would be a little bit bothered by that. Hope you are able to get it straightened out.